I remember reading one illustration on our life on earth. Someone says that it's like sailing in the ocean. Imagine that you are sailing in the ocean in a boat. And the story goes on. Three questions you must ask. The first question is, why am I in the ocean in the first place? Second question, where am I going? Third question, how do I get there without colliding with other boats? Does it make sense? It sure does. It made me think about my own life. I remember reading one book written by Pastor Adam Hamilton. He is the senior pastor of the Church of Resurrection, I think one of the largest congregations in the United States, Methodist. And in his book, he challenges all the churches and ministers of the gospel to ask the following three questions. Number one, why do people need Christ? Number two, why do they need the church? Number three, why do they need your own congregation? You got that? Why do they need Christ? Why do they need the church? And why do they need your own particular congregation? He continues in his book saying this, without an answer, a church will flounder. We will be lost without any sense of direction. Without convictions on these questions, a pastor will never be able to lead the congregation into the right direction that God intends them to go. However, with clear answers and immovable convictions on these questions, the power of God will be unleashed through the church, and the pastors will be effective and fruitful, and the congregations will stay relevant and vital, which I agree. So I chose to preach on these three questions for the next three Sundays, and we will think over those questions together. And today, question number one, why do people need Jesus? While you're thinking, let me begin with an easier question for you to answer. I think everyone knows the answer. If I ask you, why do we need money? Everyone knows the answer, right? Basically, for our daily survival. To buy food to eat and clothes to wear and a place to live in. That's why we need money. All for our living, isn't it? As long as we live here on earth, we need money. That was easy to answer. Here comes another question for you. Why do we need a family? For eating? Not really. We can go to a restaurant to eat. You know, American Restaurant Association predicted 1990s, by the year 2000, all the families, average family will eat out 10 meals a week. That's half of the meals they eat out. I think it's happening. Just think of yourself. So family, eating together, it's disappearing rather quickly. Why do we need a family? For clothes? Not really, either. A mall can take care of that. Does family provide a place to sleep? Well, we can take care of that in either apartment or in a room, hotel. Why do we need a family? We need a family to belong, isn't it? Belonging. We need a family to take care of each other. We need a family to be there for each other. Love together and laugh together and cry together and journey together. Together. Belonging to the family. That's what the family is for, isn't it? As English writer John Donne said, no one is an island. Now you got two questions down, and one more question this morning. Why then do we need Christ? Now, let me tell you, there are some reasons why people come to Jesus. Number one, for healing, both physical and emotional healing. Even back then, 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was in public ministry, people still would flock around Jesus for physical healing and Christ healed them all. Secondly, people come to Jesus because they need peace and tranquility and happiness in their lives. Thirdly, other people come to Jesus for his teaching. Golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Wonderful, isn't it? Love your enemy and bless them, not curse them. And forgive each other and so forth. More others come to Jesus for their eternal life. Jesus is their eternal life insurance policy. They want to make sure that they are covered. Now, even today in the 21st century, if you go to Japan, this is what a lot of Japanese folks do. On Christmas Eve, they go to church service to celebrate Christ's birth, right? Week later, you know where they go to? Not to church, but they go to a Shinto temple. Shintoism is a Japanese religion, worshiping many other spirits, up to 7 million spirits. They go there and bow down to their image. On New Year's Day, 3 or 4 months later in spring, the same folks, they also visit a Buddhist temple on Buddha's birthday. If you ask them, why do you do that? And they answer, I don't know which one is right, so I cover them all. Truly. Let me tell you this. Jesus grants us all the above needs we have when we seek him earnestly. And let's be honest with ourselves too. People can have such needs met in other places outside Jesus. Speaking of physical healing, you have doctors to go to. For emotional needs, you have psychologists. For moral teachings, hello. We have great thinkers and philosophers all around the world. Socrates and Confucius. You can read them all. For heaven, let me tell you. Did you know that Hinduism is much easier to believe than Christianity? Why? Because Hinduism teaches that there is no hell. The only rebirth, reincarnation, but there is no hell. So why bother with Jesus then, right? Now let me tell you why every soul on earth needs Jesus. Because everyone, the Bible declares, is a sinner before God. You know, recently the Roman Catholic Church made Mother Teresa a saint, right? Even Mother Teresa is a sinner in the sight of God. Whoever you bring before the presence of God, they're still a sinner. Why everyone needs Christ? Because everyone is a sinner before God, and every sinner needs a Savior. Simple as that. Now listen very carefully. The reason why we need Christ is because of the relationship we have with God. Relationship. The broken relationship with God, to be exact, when we are sinners. You know, we need Jesus for making peace with God. We need him for the repentance of our sin. And we need Jesus for the forgiveness of our sin. And we need him so that we may be God's people. So that God may be our God. We need him so that we may be in the presence of God for eternity. We need Jesus to restore a broken relationship with God. Think for a while, folks. Why did God create human beings in the first place? Have you ever wondered? There must be a reason or purpose of human creation on earth, wouldn't you say? Like we invented phones for communication. Like we invented cars for transportation. Chairs to sit, TV to watch, books to read. Every single creation has purpose behind it. So why then did God create Adam and Eve? What's the purpose? The Bible says the purpose is this, to have a relationship with them where God be their God and they be God's people. To have a communion with them where God loves them and they love God back and worship him. That's the purpose of creation. In this relationship, God also created people so that they may participate in and share in God's character, you may call attributes, such as holiness, love, creativity, good works, and reverence for life and to each other. You see, one of the beauty, I think the best gifts God has ever given us to everyone is called free will. Free will. You can use this free will to choose whatever you want, right? So humans can choose, using this free will to participate in such divine attributes. However, when Adam and Eve were tempted by the serpent in the Garden of Eden, what happened? They used their free will to choose to disobey God and His command. What was His command? Only one thing. Adam, you can eat anything, any tree in the garden except one. If you do, you shall surely die. God was not interested in spoiling the fun we could have. Rather, He was setting the boundaries. Just remember, I am the creator, you are the creation, creatures, and here's the boundary I want you to keep. Happened to be the tree of knowledge. Right? But what did they do? Using their free will, they wanted to be like God themselves, if you remember. And their rebellion instantly severed the intended relationship between God and human beings. What is sin? What's the definition of sin? It is a rebellion, folks. It is a desire to be independent of God. It is the desire to be like God and be their God of their own. That's sin. So when Adam and Eve declared to God that they would be their own God, the sin was committed, the covenant was breached, and the relationship was broken. So someone has to restore that broken relationship. Humans. As long as they follow their desire, which is to be like God themselves, independent of God, there is no way. So God came up with His idea. His idea was sending His only begotten Son to be that mediator between the two. To bring people back to God and to restore the relationship between God and humanity. And that's why Jesus was, the sinless, came. He came to pay the wages of our sin on the cross so that our sin may be forgiven. So that the wall between us and God may come down. So that those who believe in Him may be restored to the original plan of God. You see, God brings you and me back to Him through Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. So all we have to do is to say yes to God's invitation to accept Christ as our Savior and Lord and to be His people one more time using our own free will. No one forces us to take this but you. You use your free will to choose. You know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus and His disciples together in one place, He asked His disciples who they thought He was. And they answered, John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. All of them were wrong answers. However, Peter got it right. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You know, I want you to do something right before you go home today. To answer the question of, why do I need Jesus? We need Him for the relationship with our Heavenly Father. He is our mediator. He is the restorer of our relationship. He is the Savior and Lord. He is the Messiah. And that's why we need Him. Accept Jesus Christ today if you have not done so. Now, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes with me now and pray together. Again, I'm speaking to those folks who haven't never received Jesus Christ as their Savior. You've been perhaps going to church for years. Perhaps you know, we've been serving all kinds of, you know, responsibilities in the church in the past. But if you look inside of your own heart, there's a throne. There is someone sitting there and calling all the shots in your life. And who do you see there? Do you see Jesus and God on the throne? Or do you see yourself? And if you believe that you never received Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, this is the time that you do. And that's the beginning of new relationship with God. Christ calls those folks who receive Him a new creation in Christ. So I humbly ask you to consider, if you have not done so, accepting Jesus Christ, to say the following prayer. You don't have to say aloud, but you say it in your heart to the Lord directly. I'll say the prayer and we'll also finish my sermon. Lord, I come before you as a sinner. Yes, there are so many things that I've done wrong, and I need Christ because He's the one who take away all the sins that I have committed. And He paid the price, the wages of my sin, once and for all. All you ask me is to believe in what you have done and accept you as my Savior and Lord. Please come into my heart and be my Lord from now on and forever. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen.